Medical missionary work to be recognized. February 26, 1902. Typed. The gospel is to go to all nations, kindreds, tongues, and peoples. The Lord has a work for everyone to do. The gospel message is to make its way on the earth. Medical missions are to be established and are to act as God's helping hand. Those who oppose the medical missionary work do not know what they are doing. They need to come to their right mind. But medical missionary work is not to be made the body. This will surely be done unless there is constant watchfulness. It is to be recognized and carried forward, but always in connection with other lines of gospel work. Every phase of this work is to be carefully guarded from all wrong principles, that it may bear the searching test of God. The work done is to correspond with the name. If our physicians are going to charge worldly prices for the work they do, then let them drop the word missionary from the name they bear, that people may not be misled. Those who desire to unite with the great medical missionary Jesus Christ must change their manner of working, or they will be reproached by the people of the world. Signing agreements. Last night I had a time of great suffering. I slept for a while without dreaming. Then scenes in the work in America passed before me. I saw that agreements were being drawn up to present to our people. In these agreements there were terms and conditions which must not be subscribed to by our people. On no account must our brethren bind themselves to these propositions. I was instructed that we know little of what is before us, and that God has forbidden us to bind ourselves by contract in order to secure means. Christ did not copy any human model. He says to his servants, "Break every yoke that men may seek to bind upon you, and accept my yoke. Do not accept any yoke that will hinder your movements in any way, now or in the future. To accept such a yoke would prove a snare to you. Stand free. Take Christ's yoke. When you are yoked up with him, the truth will make its impress on your character. No human being is to interpose between his fellow men and God. The most talented men in our ranks are not infallible. They make mistakes, and they will continue to make mistakes if they do not walk in humble faith before God. Our only safety is in humbling the heart daily before God. Let us so labor that it will be plainly seen that our work bears the signature of heaven. All the plans formulated for our people will need to be carefully and thoroughly examined. No threads of human devising are to be drawn into the web. We are to watch and pray and work diligently, else the enemy will come in and spoil the pattern. Ambition leads many to embrace too much in their plans and arrangements. All cannot see the outcome of the propositions some have made. Seventh-day Adventists must not, by pen or voice, bind themselves to all the agreements proposed. For if they do this, they will be hindered in carrying forward the work to be done in these last days. I am instructed to say, "Move cautiously. Thus saith the Lord, I have a work for consecrated medical missionaries to do, but none are to go beyond the work God has given them." The medical missionary work embraces much. While we submit to Christ's guidance, we are safe. But no yokes are to be framed by man for God's people. Let man fear to place himself where God should be. Let him keep his hands off his fellow workmen. Strange things will take place. The Lord will turn and overturn. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.